Hello everyone, my name is Freda and I'm happy to be here today to share my faith story with you guys. My faith in Christ began once my baptism was done. At least that's what it says on the baptismal card. I was born into a Catholic family and I understood that true faith involves the concept of baptism to Holy Communion to confirmation. In between, you do reconciliation, holy matrimony, and finally, death. Growing up, it was important for me to attend church every Sunday, so I treated it extremely holy. And every other day, didn't really matter to me. Somehow, during my teenage years, my faith dropped as I didn't understand this concept of the cycle of the church. Cycle A, cycle B, cycle C. It felt like I knew the whole story of the gospel and how the Christmas readings each time changed slightly. My church was one of the biggest churches in Lagos. We had 6 services every Sunday, and yet there was an outpour of crowds outside, unable to get in. And those guys were termed latecomers. For you to be inside, you had to be there at least 15 minutes before it began. So it got to a time when I got to church and I didn't bother going in. I was often late and I preferred to hang out with my friends, talking, playing, gisting, not paying attention till the service was over. That period, church felt like a place for me to wear my best outfit and meet friends. It was pretty much this way for the most of my high school years. Until one day, while something happened in school. So I went to a boarding school, and I actually loved it. I made friends each year, and I joined cliques most of the times. So the period that stood out for me was grade 11, when I made friends with 2 girls, or ladies, Daniela and Damilola. We called ourselves Sam Girls. And this was clued from Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego's story. So I never knew about the miracle until I started praying with these ladies. The story is found in the book of Daniel, where the men refused to bow down to King Nebu, and they were all thrown into the fire, and they never got burned. They never got burned. That was truly a miracle for me, and that was the beginning of my faith becoming stronger during that period. Then also what happened that period is that I remember a faithful day, we were all praying at the back of the class after school, 3 of us. And during the prayer, before I knew it, one of my friends started speaking in tongues. I didn't believe it. She went on and went on, and she was sweaty. Towards the end of the prayer, I asked her what happened, and she was lost. She didn't understand. She said she was praying in English, and I said, no, you were speaking in tongues. And that's when I understood the concept of the spiritual gift of the Holy Spirit, and there and then she had received the gift. I still pray in English. But deep down, I know that there are other spiritual gifts, and one way or the other, I will definitely be blessed with one. So our Sam Girls group didn't last long. As I said, all I needed to do was to go home for the summer, came back, and made new friends. So that's very much how my life was. All through the years, there will be a period where I'll be very religious, and a few times where I get to question the essence of Christianity. Fast forward to when I met my husband. This was when I met my husband, like 7 years ago. This is when I understood what true faith and worship was all about. I can remember vividly each time he says, prayer time. I keep thinking and looking and like, but we went to church on Sunday. Doesn't the prayer on Sunday cover the rest of the week? Then he told me about a verse and showed me a part of the Bible. This I will never forget. Psalm 1, 1 to 3. I'm going to read it. 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. Verse 2. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. Verse 3. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of waters, that bringeth forth from the fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. That's the icing on the cake. Whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. To have faith in God is actually to have practical commitment to him. My husband explained that this is what he lives by, and should we be together, this is going to be what we live by. So my husband is from Anglican Communion, and that's how I ended up being Anglican. And he also explained that this is what he's been doing, and so far so good, it's been working for him. I mean, who doesn't want to prosper? If these are the conditions, why not? Count me in. And so here we are. So I noticed when I began to apply the methods, things began to fall into the right places. And I mean the right places. My lifestyle changed and I loved it. I actually became a faith preacher, and everything I do and did is entirely based on faith. If something doesn't go as planned, I will understand that it's God's will for my life. For example, maybe I went for a job interview and I felt I nailed it, and somehow I didn't get the job. I don't feel bad. I don't feel gloomy. So I just give, in all things, I give thanks and I say, who knows the opportunity coming next? Whatever is God's will, let it be done. That's how my faith is. So during the course of our meditations, I've been able to learn the word of God from different dimensions. I never even knew some books in the Bible existed. For example, Obadiah and Nahum. So to this date, this is how we live, meditating night and day, just to get the promise that was made in Psalm 1 to 3. And apparently, this concept of worshiping, of meditating day and night, appears in about 10 parts of the Bible. You can find it in Joshua, Psalm, Thessalonians, and even the Revelations. There is this one in Revelation I also like, Revelation 7:15. And it says, for this reason, they are before the throne of God, and they will serve him day and night in his temple. And he who sits on the throne will spread his tabernacle over them. Walking by faith means you are embarking upon a journey. Along this voyage, you will have to do more than just believe. You will have to be mindful of your thoughts, your words, and the actions you take. Faith for me is where you put all your eggs in the basket of what God will do for you. It is the reliance upon the promise of God, the strong hope of God's intervention, deliverance, and work. If you're not looking forward to or hoping in God's promises, then you don't have faith. Where there is no faith, there is no hope. In summary, this is how I put faith in my daily routine every day. 1, I pray day and night. No matter how short, it mustn't be 5 minutes, it mustn't be 10 minutes, just pray. It works. 2, I read at least a verse in the Bible. And I do this with some free apps, and any verse works. Each time the verse keeps changing, and I'm fine with that. That way I'm able to see different parts of the Bible. And number 3, I also use devotionals for guidance. It could be online, it could be paperback, all of them work, because even if you read the verses, you do need some guidance to explain some concepts of whatever you read. Number four, I make friends with people that share my values. Five, I give myself 15 minutes of alone time. It could just be 15 minutes of quiet, 15 minutes of praise, 15 minutes of thanksgiving, but let the 15 minutes be for you. Not your phone, not the TV, not my husband, just for you. And the last thing, I also believe that the universe always works in my favor. Few things to bear in mind that keeps me going each time. The church is not just a structure. The church is you. The church is me. Since I have accepted Christ, he lives in me, and I carry him anywhere and everywhere. The breakthrough or change that you seek starts within you. There is no perfect church. The goal is to focus on what is most important, and that is the Word of God. Thank you so much for listening.